Checking in with our U.S. Congressman from the 7th District, Tim Walberg, on the line with us this morning. Actually, you were in Coldwater for a couple different times yesterday as part of the Business for Breakfast with the Chamber, and then your town hall meeting on health care yesterday. And I just missed you, I guess, at McDonald's yesterday because you poked your head across the street there. I was a little late arriving for my walk across Branch County and just missed you there. I'm sorry about that.
Well, there were people sure looking for you. They wanted to make contributions for your walk and... You know, I offered to take it for my campaign fund, but they said, no, there's a better purpose, and I had to agree.
There you go. Well, I tell you, all total, we've raised around $4,000, but actually got more people stopping by this morning, dropping off checks, or sending emails saying they want to donate more. So that's certainly going to boost it. And again, it's one of those hometown help things that the money stays right here for emergency heating assistance. So out of that money, Community Action estimates what we raised, 15, 16 families or so going to get help with emergency heating assistance. So it's a great pat on the back for Branch County for that. So,
well, thank you for the work you do in that, and that is a leadership that causes other people to get involved that may not even think about it otherwise, and would be delighted to do it. But someone has to point the way. So good job.
Oh, thank you. Now let's talk about those meetings. I had a chance to talk mostly about health care yesterday in Coldwater at the chamber meeting, then also at the special town hall meeting. So what did you present, and what kind of feedback did you get?
Well, the chamber meeting was more broad-based. We talked about health care. We talked about education. We talked about jobs and economy and the like, Dodd-Frank, and a number of other things that are really causing our economy to struggle. Just such a sluggish turnaround, historically sluggish, and the number of years, 6 years into this administration, and still we are just not making it. And if you actually looked at the true unemployment numbers, they would still be way above in double-digit area where they shouldn't be. So there's great concern that your Chamber of Commerce people deal with that on a daily basis, of small business people, entrepreneurs, trying to not only make a living for themselves, but supply jobs for others and services and products for people. And so we talked a lot there, and I think there's always optimism amongst entrepreneurs, even in the toughest of times, and that's good to see. So I try to encourage them with the fact that there is at least one side of the aisle trying to promote jobs, promote hiring, by trying to ratchet down the impact of the federal government in ways that are really unnecessary and cause hurdles for growth, job creation, and economic growth for everybody. We're, you know, the big debate over the minimum wage is on, but as I said yesterday, we ought to be spending more time about talking of how to get people beyond minimum wage and getting them to the middle class and then give them the dream to achieve wherever they want to be, as opposed to talking about the lowest common denominator. And that's an issue that we have to get across and address still further, saying, you know, minimum wage ends up most likely being a tax on the needy, as opposed to saying, let's help the needy expand the horizons and the opportunity of the American dream become theirs.
All right. Let's talk then a little bit about that, the healthcare forum then during the lunch hour yesterday. What kind of feedback did you get from folks in that?
Well, it was the normal feedback. A lot of people there, of course, are very frustrated with the uncertainty, with the confusing condition of the Affordable Care Act, not just the web. That still has problems, but that's not the big problem. Problem is the product itself, the lie that was told that if you like your insurance, you can keep it. And even those that are finding insurance through a lot of effort are saying, you know, with the hassle I've had to go through, at the very best, I've got something equal to what I had before, if they can say that. But I've gone through all sorts of change, and it's not the insurance that I really like. So we had those questions. Of course, we had questions about how we push back to this administration and stop them from doing it. And, you know, Ken, you're an old political instance guy as well. It comes down to the fact that elections matter, and President Obama is our president. He was elected twice after having done what he did with the Affordable Care Act and other things, a stimulus plan that didn't work, and yet he was given a second term. So we have to work through that process for three more years, and that means the American public awakening to what they really want to see this country be. And I hope it's a country that you and I have been blessed with receiving from our parents, that we can give on to our kids at least equals with opportunities, with freedom, with choice, and the like. We also had the other side of the aisle there. I think we had the most of the Democrat branch Democrat Party leadership in the audience, along with a photographer from George Soros' organization, filming and tracking everything that went on, both in the morning meeting and at the noon meeting.
Well, thanks for taking the time here in Coldwater Branch County. I know people appreciate the opportunity to give you the feedback on that and to get a little more information on it as well. Have a great weekend, and we will talk next week, all right?
Okay, put on those yak tracks so you don't slide too much, and we'll get through this spring.
All right, thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Seventh District Congressman Tim Walberg with us this morning.